figured that a good shir for the first thought would be the Jewish perspective on practicing medicine, whether or not it's even permissible to pursue a career of medicine, and if it's permissible, is it, you know, is it a good thing? Is it a lechatchila? Is it b'dieved? So one interesting thing about medicine, maybe not so much dental, but dental also, right? As you said, that all the dental emergencies happen on Shabbos. So dentists and doctors are exposed to a lot of what we'll call chil Shabbos. Whether it's a good term to use chil Shabbos, not chil Shabbos, not being machal Shabbos, you're doing it for heter, you're saving a life. So obviously, it's not breaking Shabbos, but more than any other profession, I would say, you are required to do things on Shabbos that other people wouldn't be doing. And in areas of tznius, right, doctors doing examinations, you're probably tested with more tznius issues than any other profession out there. So why exactly is it permissible to put yourself in that situation? Why exactly is it permissible for you to begin or continue your studies to then go to medical school and actually become a doctor, putting yourself into these very difficult situations? That being said, let's take a brief tour through the way Chazal understood medicine, with the Torah understands medicine, and we'll come out, hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, with a clear-cut understanding of what one's role as a doctor should be, and what one's hashkafa, and what one's machshava should be. So we have a pasuk in Parashat Shmos, I'm sorry, in Parashat V'Shalach, Sefer Shmos, where the pasuk says, end of source 1, V'shamayta kol chukam kol amachla she'santi b'mitzoyim lo'osim alacha ki ani Hashem reifecha. Ani Hashem reifecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that He is the doctor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the doctor. So, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the doctor, we don't have to worry about anything, any healing. Medicine is not in the hands of humans, but rather in the hands of God. So what are we doing pursuing medicine? On the other hand, there's another pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim. Two people get into a fight. One hits the other person and injures him. The guy gets up. The one who hit has to pay sheves, right? Virapo yirape, and he has to heal him. Rashi says that he has to pay for his medical bills, right? If he damages someone, and due to that injury, the victim has $1,000, $2,000, $10,000 in medical bills. So the one who injured him is financially responsible for those bills. So v'rapoi rapei. What doctor are we talking about? If it's ani Hashem rofecha, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the doctor, and the Torah doesn't allow for any medical, human medicine to be practiced in this world, so what are we talking about v'rapoi rapei? Elamai, what do we see from this pasuk of v'rapoi rapei? This is Gemara Bavakam, Pehei Amun Aleph, the next source. Disani v'dei Rabbi Shmuel Omer v'rapoi rapei mikan shenitan rishus l'rofei lirpos. Here is the source, this pasuk of Rapo Yirape is the source that enables a doctor to practice medicine. Since it's expected that the person who is injured go to the doctor, and the injurer, the one who injured, is expected to pay for those bills, we see from that parasha, we see from the pasuk, the way the pasuk describes this scene, we see that it's mutter for a person to be engaged in medicine. What's the Havamina? Why is it so difficult to think that a person wouldn't be able to pursue a career of medicine? Rashi says, in the next source, Nitna Rishus, the Rofim Lirpos, the Loyam Rinon Rachmano Malchi V'Ihu Masi. We don't say, right, you could have had a Havamina to say, how could a person be engaged in medicine? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that brought upon the Machla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that decides whether a person is sick or whether a person is going to be healthy. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that a person is going to be sick, so how is it possible for me to get up there and say, yes, I see the Ribbono Shel Olam put a tumor in your body, or saw the things, thought that it was necessary for you to develop such a tumor. But don't worry, I have a cure. Let me do A, B, and C, and I will heal you. Who gave you the right to do that? You're interfering with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. That's the Havamina. The Teretz is, we don't say that. We don't say that, but rather we do give a rofe, we do give a doctor a shus to practice medicine. There's another Gemara in Brachos at Daf Samach Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, "Hanichnos lahakiz dam." What's lahakiz dam? What's hakazis dam? Bloodletting. That was like the number one, medical practice in the time of the Gemara. I believe they still do bloodletting in Eretz Yisrael. I believe there is a hospital, or hospitals in Eretz Yisrael that do practice hakazis dam. I believe. Look that up. So the Gemara says, "Hanichnos lahakiz dam." If a person goes and he's about to begin Hakazis Dam, he should say the following. This is what the Gemara tells us. Yehi ratzon milfanacha Hashem Elokai. Sheyehei esek ze li l'refuah v'tirpa'eni. That this esek that I'm about to be engaged in, that this procedure that I'm about to embark on, should be for refuah v'tirpa'eni, and it should actually heal me. Because you, God, are the true, loyal Rofe, and your Refua is truth. It's interesting what that means. Refuascha emes. And then listen to the end of this tefillah that the Gemara tells us that we recite. Lefi she'ein darkon shel bnei adam lirpos eloshinago. Because really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really, God, we're not supposed to be engaged in medicine. A person's not supposed to go out to a doctor. Ain darkon shel bnei adam lirpos eloshinago. But that's the minog. That's what's accepted. So since it's accepted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please take this hakazis dam that I'm about to do, and please make it successful. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make it heal me. That's the tefillah that the Gemara suggests one should say. Omer Abaye, lo lema in shihachi. Don't say this. What's Abaye referring to? Abaye is referring to the last part. That last part where it says lefisha ain darkon shel bnei adam lirpos eloshinago. Abaye says, don't say that last line, that really we're not supposed to be engaged in medicine, but since the minhag gets to be engaged in medicine, we're going to go ahead and do this. Abaye says, don't say that last line. Cut it one line short. Why? Because Abaye says, we have a Gemara that tells us, a Tani, a teaching from the Dei Rabbi Shmuel, that the pasuk that says, so once the Torah said it's okay for us to be engaged in medicine, we shouldn't make this all b'di'evet, since people practice medicine, so therefore I'm going to pursue medicine, or I'm going to actually get to the doctor. So, we see here from Abaye had a pretty positive outlook towards medicine. Abaye said, wait, don't be so harsh on medicine. The Gemara darshened, v'rapoy rapeh mikan shenit l'rushus l'rofi l'rpos. It's mutter for a person, a doctor, to be engaged in medicine, and therefore, by extension, it's obviously mutter for a patient to seek out medical attention and to seek out medical help. That being said, it's wonderful to have a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us to help us with this refuah, and we shouldn't look down upon medicine. That's a bayi. Right? Agavorcha de Mishnah Brura, I believe it's in Simon Reish Lamed in Aruch Chaim. So the Mishnah Brura paskens that before a person does any medicinal activity, whether it's taking medicine, whether it's, I think, even putting some cream on it, the Mishnah Savram says before you have any type of cream that you have to put on, any type of medicinal activity that a person does, he should say this tefillah, and that should be the person's hashkafa, that really, I know that I'm taking Tylenol, and 9 out of 10 times the Tylenol is going to alleviate the headache, but I shouldn't just put all of my emuna in Tylenol. I know that really it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's helping, and obviously there's a medical reason as to why the Tylenol is helping me. So it's not like it's a nace, but obviously everything is Yad Hashem. So let us begin to see the different shittas in Rishonim. There's a wide array of shittas in Rishonim about medicine, about how the Rishonim felt about doctors, about practicing medicine. So I want to begin with probably one of the most famous Jewish doctors ever,
the Rambam.
So what was the Rambam's take on medicine? So the Rambam is in the Perush Mishnayos and the Mishnah Nedarim. The Mishnah Nedarim, you ever learn Nedarim? Nedarim is a very interesting masechta because you find so many different cases of these strange nidarim that people took. People like really hated each other, and they took very interesting nidarim. And one of those nidarim that a person that the Gemara talks about is if a person takes a nether, he hates someone, and he takes a nether, he doesn't want to have any benefit from it. He's no derhanah against a certain person. And it's quite comical. Obviously, what's going to happen? The person gets sick, and who's the doctor that could care for this person? It's Shimon. Reuven takes a nether hanah against Shimon. He doesn't want to have anything to do with Shimon. Then he gets sick, and sure enough, Shimon walks in the door to heal him. So the question that the Mishnah of the Gemara is dealing with is, what is Shimon allowed to do? Reuven took a nether hanah from Shimon. Reuven said, I'm not going to get any benefit from Shimon whatsoever. And now Shimon is standing by the bed, ready to administer tests and to begin to heal him. Is that permissible or not? So the Mishnah says, Nidarim, Surah 6. So the Mishnah says in the end, Umar pei refuas nefesh, aval lo refuas mamon. The halach in that case, if Reuven takes a nether against Shimon, that I'm not going to get any benefit from Shimon, and then Reuven gets sick, and he needs Shimon to heal him, so the Mishnah says it's permissible for Shimon to serve as Reuven's doctor. He's allowed to heal him in regards to his refuas hanefesh, his actual health. But refuas mamon, if Shimon's not allowed to start saying, "Oh, by the way, you know, I saw that you had this insurance. If you switch to Geico, you'll probably save 15%. So why don't you do this, and it'll be very gishmak, and you'll save money." That you're not allowed to do because that's refuas mamon. But refuas hanefesh is permissible. Says the Rambam, why is that permissible? He took a neder hana. He was no der hana. He's obviously going to get hana from the fact that he's better, he's healthy. So why is it permissible for Shimon to be merape Reuven? So if you look in the Rambam, in Surah 7, in the underline, V'loi nesar zeh l'choy la'atzmoy. Right, why is it not also for Shimon to administer tests and whatever he's doing? Mitnei shehi mitzvah. Because healing someone, serving as one's doctor, is a mitzvah. Kloimar. In other words, shechayov haroife min hadin lirpos chole Yisrael. Min hadin. There is a chiyuv, there is an obligation for a rofe to heal chole Yisrael. Where's the Rambam coming from? Where's the Rambam's source that there's a mitzvah to save someone, to be their doctor? So the Rambam says, you know what the makor is? Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda. That's what the makor is. Where is the Rambam coming from? So the Rambam is coming from the next source, Source 8, Gemara in Sanhedrin. There, the Gemara says that famous Gemara, I'm sure we all know it, either inside or outside. The Gemara says, Gufa, minayin leroes chaveru shu tovea benahar. If you see a friend who's drowning in the sea, ochayu gorarta, or an animal is ripping him to shreds, o listim boinalov, or armed robbers are coming to hurt him, shu chayv latzil, how do you know you're mechuyav to save that person, that victim? Talmud Loimar, the Gemara says, what's the source? Lo samod al dam reyecho. That's what the Gemara says. Lo samod al dam reyecho, you have to save someone. You're not allowed to stand idly by while someone is getting injured and dying. You have to stand up and help them. Frick, the Gemara asks, v'ha mehocha nafko? That's the source that teaches us that you have to save someone? Mehosam nafko? There's a different source. What's the different source? Avedas gufo minayin. How do you know that a person is obligated to restore someone's health? The Gemara says, we have a pasuk that says you have to return a lost object. So if a person loses their object, we all know that what? There's a chiyuv to return the object. So if a person loses his object, and there's a chiyuv on the bison, whoever finds it, to return the lost object. So don't you think it makes sense that if a person would lose his health, that it would be an obligation for someone to be able to restore the health? If you lose your wallet, and I find it, and I have the ability to return the wallet back to you, I'm mechuyev to do that, I'm obligated to do that. So too, if I see that you are not healthy, and I have the ability to restore your health, al achas kama v'kama, I would be obligated to restore your health. So the Gemara actually, it's a svara, but the Gemara darshins it from a pasuk of v'hashivosalo. In the pasuk of Hashavas Aveda, in that pasuk, it says, and you have to return it to him. We already know you have to return it to him. We already, the pasuk already told us that you have to return the lost object. Why did it add those two words of v'hashivosalo, and you have to return it? So the Gemara darshins v'hashivosalo, the extra words, is teaching us a drasha that you have to restore someone's life. So the Rambam's source, that it's a mitzvah to be a doctor, it's a mitzvah to be a doctor and to serve the community, to heal Chola Yisrael, that is a mitzvah of Hashivosalo, of Hashavas Aveda. The Gemara asks, why do you need both sources? So the Gemara says, if I only had Hashavas Aveda, I would have thought that if it's going to cost me money, I may not be obligated to do it. Even if it's going to cost me money, even if I have to hire, let's say I see someone drowning, and I don't know how to swim, so I have to hire a lifeguard to come and help, or I need to buy floaties or swimmies or something like that so I don't drown, so I have to shell out money to help this guy, I'm responsible to do that as well. It's not just, if you can, you can, if you can't, you can. No, you're mechuyev to even spend money. Right? Then the Gemara has a whole discussion about, now that you saved him, and you spent money on saving him, so now, who pays, do you get paid back for that? Are you able to demand the money back, whatever you spent on saving this guy's life? Do you have to lose that money? Or does the guy have to pay you? The guy is a tiny, you're just fulfilling your mitzvah, right? Sometimes mitzvahs cost money, right? Lulav and Esther costs money. So Lo Samar Adam Yachar costs money. Why should I pay you? So that's a question in the Gemara.
Doesn't your Rapo Yerapei have to say, I'm saying your Rapo Yerapei means if you did damage, then you pay, obviously you're not going to get that back.
No, the damager damaged, right? So part of his chiyuv of Nezikin, meaning he was Chovel. So since he did Nezikin, he did Chavala, so he has to pay for Chamish Dvarim. So one of those things that he's responsible for is the medical bill, right? So that's like a punishment, or it's a payment that the person who injured has to pay, because why'd you do that?
Right, and he's obviously not going to get that back, right?
For sure.
So can you say the same thing because it's a medical thing also, that in terms of Losam Adam Yecha, that...
Well, there it's like a payment, meaning you wronged someone.
Right.
Right, just as like if I break your window, I have to pay you. That's Tashlumen, I have to pay you. So I shouldn't have broken your window. I shouldn't have been negligent. It's my fault, so I have to pay for it. So the injurer is his fault, he has to pay for it. But here, it's not his fault. The guy who's saving someone, it's not his fault. He was walking on the street, he saw a guy drowning. The Torah obligates him to jump in and to do whatever it costs to save this guy's life. So he did it, because that's a mitzvah. So, but from Dini Mamna's perspective, can he say, okay, you were the one that got yourself into this pickle. Why should I spend $1,000 to try to save you? I mean, I did save you, but give me the money back. I think he's chayav to pay back. Okay, so that's very clearly the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is clearly that it's a mitzvah, a wonderful mitzvah for a person to be engaged in medicine, to practice medicine, to save people, and to heal people. However, not all the Rishonim agree with the Rambam. Not all the Rishonim agree with the Rambam at all. If you look at Tosfos in Source 11, Source 10 in Source 11, Source of Rosh, Source 11. So Tosfos has a little bit of a different spin, a little bit of a different outlook on the sugya. When the Gemara said, in Baba Kama, Teheo and Aleph, where the Gemara said, Mikan Shinitla Rishos Lerofe Lerpos, when the Torah sends Rapoy Rapay, and the Gemara Darshins, that there, from Rapoy Rapay, we see that there is a hetter for a doctor to practice medicine. So Tosis has a question. Virapoy Rapay. Right? The double lashon. Virapoy Rapay. So Tosis asks, why did the Torah say Virapoy Rapay? Why didn't the Torah just say Virapay? Virapoy. Why do you need both? That's Tosis' question, Source 10. Im tomar havir mirapoy l'chudesh mayonle. Why do I need the double lashon? So look at Tosus' answer. Yesh lomar, dehava amino, hanimile make bide adam. I would have thought, if I only had virapo, I would have thought that you're only allowed to heal a makah bidei adam. What does that mean? A man-inflicted makah. Aval choli haba bidei shamayim. But when a person wakes up with the flu, when a person, rachmana litzlan, contracts a certain disease, a certain virus, that's a choli haba bidei shamayim. Kishimirape, if a doctor were to begin healing that person, nira kisoser gizeres hamelech. I would have thought that if the doctor would start dealing with a choli bidei shamayim, so that would be an act of going against the gzeres hamelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes that such a person would experience whatever condition he was going through, whatever virus would hit him, and you all of a sudden get up there and you start treating him. So you're so sick, Zeres HaMelech. So Kamash Malon Dishari. Kamash Malon Dishari. Rapo Yirape, right, it's true that you can heal, but Tosis is a little bit, he's definitely not saying it's a mitzvah. On the contrary, he's not saying it's mitzvah. He was grappling with a Havamina that maybe by intervening and healing such a person who was inflicted with a choli bidei shamayim, that would actually be something which could be considered soser gzeres hamelach. The gzeres hakosser is telling you, no, it's not soser gzeres hamelach. But this is what you're going up against. A mitzvah? I don't know if it's a mitzvah. The Torah is telling you, don't worry, it's not soser gzeres hamelach. But a mitzvah, Tosfos says it's not.
That's the reason that if Hashem wanted someone to be sick, even if the guy didn't practice medicine, that wouldn't work.
Right, I mean, we do find that a person could, we do find, let's say, like in the Gemara says, Misayinoso, that Habol Itar Misayinoso, and if a person wants to do the wrong things, then also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. And even though that's not what's good, I mean, if you choose a certain way, so even if it's Soser Gzeres HaMelech, also in that case you're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put me. I'm not sure that just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be like that, you couldn't change it. It could be that a person could change it. Right? You also find by the Avos. The Avos were very right. Yaakov was afraid that he would lose his Chosim. Right? So you know, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up in a certain lechatzkilatik way, it could be that human intervention could.
So,
share the master plan.
It would be possible to say that Hashem and Hatchila created the science of healing just so that if a person wants to do something wrong, the possibility exists. I mean, you can say that when a person wants to do something wrong, Hashem enables them to do it. Would the Hatchila arrange for a scientific way for that to happen?
Interesting ha'ara. I'll see later the Ramban, like might touch upon something like that. But anyway, we see from Tosis and Tosis HaRash also, he says maybe you would have had a Havmina that you wouldn't be able to charge for it, Chino, whatever. Lamaisa, the Tosis HaRash, if you look at Source 11, also comes out with the same Maskan as Tosis, that Kamash Malon, the Pasuk is teaching me that it's not Soser Gzeres HaMelech. Furthermore, if you look in the next verse, Source 12, Ibn Ezra has a very interesting Pesach. V'rapo yirape. Okay, Source 12, says the Ibn Ezra, Le'ois shenosan rishus lerofim. What does this pasuk teach? It gives permission to doctors lirpo hamakos v'hapzoyim sheyira b'chutz. Says the Ibn Ezra, this pasuk of v'rapo yirape enables doctors and gives them permission to heal what? Makos u'pzoyim sheyira b'chutz. External wounds. Anything which is external. Anything which needs medical attention on your face, on the exterior, on your hands, right? Something which is exposed, so that a doctor can do. Rak kol choli kishehu bifnim beguf biyad Hashem l'reposo. But the Ibn Ezra says, but a doctor doesn't have rishus to treat internal medicine. The doctor doesn't have rishus to go ahead and heal a person who is a makah bidei shamayim, something which is not noticeable from the outside, and it's completely a gzeiras hamelach. Ibn Ezra says that's not what Verapo Yirapo comes to teach me. Only Makos Ubtsoyim Mibachot. Yeah.
So I'm not sure if Tosfos, I didn't speak so much about Tosfos, Rosh, and Ibn Ezra yet, but I'm not sure if they're necessarily arguing around them. Because everyone has to explain Verapo Yirapo and also explain the Hashevosa and Losamu. So maybe Tosfos and Ibn Ezra are talking about Ahava, you know, what I would have thought without the pasuk of Verapo Yirapo, but they don't talk about what comes next, which is you're allowed, and then step two, obligated to heal. I don't see anything in Tosfos that maybe the Rambam also would agree with what Tosfos says, that you need a step one of Verapo Yirapo to allow, and then once you're done with that, there's also
about Shiva's Sanhul Samud to obligate. Right. Rapoy Rapay seems to be targeting a specific group of people, the people who are eligible in healing, right? Doctors. The Hashivoslo and Losam Radam Recha, that's anyone, right? So how do you know that a person is able to pursue medicine and study medicine and to serve as a doctor to heal people who are not necessarily in life-threatening situations, right? Doctors are not just there to serve people in life-threatening situations. Doctors are there to help all medical questions. The Hashivoslo and Lo Samar Adam Re'echa teaches me that when I'm walking, right, as the Gemara says, when I'm walking and I see someone drowning in the river and I see someone being ripped apart by a lion, so I'm mechuyev to step in there and to the best of my ability try to save the person. But does that give me the right to study and act as a doctor on a day-to-day basis? I'm not so sure. The Rambam thought so, but I don't know if that would be universally accepted amongst all the Rishonim. Yeah.
I'm not sure it's clear in the Ibn Ezra that an internal makkah is like from Menashenayim, but an external makkah is not Menashenayim. All he says is that an internal makkah is B'yad Hashem Rabbos.
Right, that's true. No, that is true. And if I said the opposite, I take that. But no, it's true. It's not the pshat that the other ones not be the shemaim. The fact that we have the heter only allows us to heal things which are externally noticeable. For whatever reason, it doesn't allow us to go a step further and to save and to treat a makkah which is internal.
Yeah. Isn't there a lot of external ailments that are reason from internal? So would that fall on?
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm saying, which would that fall under? So,
that would fall under the external. We have to be masber the Ibn Ezra. Like, where is he coming from to be machalic to distinguish? First of all, it could be. I'm sure they had some kind of medical knowledge, and you know, I assume he understood that things that happen externally, unless he's really talking about like a cut, like if someone punches you in the face, and they for the dentist here, they knock out all your teeth, so you're allowed to work on your mouth. I mean that's not something which is caused from internal. So maybe that's what he's talking about, because you see from the psukim of Chiyuv and Anoshim, that's talking about two guys get into a fight. And then one causes damage to the other with their fight, right? So, yeah, you could have internal damage from a punch or a blow, whatever. So there will be internal damage, which will express itself on the outside. But in a chanam, you have to understand what exactly. We have to look deeper into the Ibn Ezra. Why exactly is this true that you can only treat external wounds, but you can't treat internal wounds? But what you do see from the Ibn Ezra is you don't have a blanket heter to be a doctor. Right, opening up your own private practice and seeing all different types of patients and helping this one and helping that one, that's not allowed according to Ibn Ezra. According to Ibn Ezra, you can open up a private practice. It's called external medicine. That's where you could...
Dermatology.
Yeah, dermatology, exactly.
He doesn't use the word
usher,
though. So
does
it say usher?
The Rav Hamakos, Rak Kol Choli Shu Befinim Beguf Beyad Hashem Lereposo. So he doesn't say the words usher. He said that we don't have rishus. That meaning the stam is that it's asur because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is ani Hashem Rofecha. Verapoy Rape comes to enable and to give rishus, grant permission to doctors to do X. And Ibn Ezra says that X is anything external. But internal, it's not covered under the X, it's not covered under the permission of Verapoy Rape, and therefore the default is ani Hashem Rofecha. And if a person were to treat that, that would be a violation of ani Hashem Rofecha. You are being sosa de Gzeres HaMelech. Good? Parenthetically, if you look in the next verse, he's not a Rishon, but the Teres Chaim, Masechet Bava Kama, is an Achron. So he comes out with the exact opposite approach of Ibn Ezra. He says in the underline, in Source 13, V'od nira dehava mina hanimila b'makrosu p'tzorim. What was the hava mina? The hava mina, why do I need v'rapo yirape? The hava mina is that I would have thought that I'm only allowed to treat external wounds. The hachi I recall, because that's exactly what the Pasuk is talking about, when the two people get into a fight. D'chsiv v'hika ishas re'eyu be'evin o be'egrof. Aval cholishu b'finim haguf emolo. But maybe I would have thought that internal issues I wouldn't be able to. I don't have the right to get involved in the Gzeres HaMelech, and obviously an internal issue was decreed from above. Just like the Ibn Ezra had paskind, that I'm not allowed to do. Kamash Malon Deshari. That's Verapoy Rape. That's the double Lashon. That's the Havim. The Havim is like the Ibn Ezra. The Maskan is not like the Ibn Ezra. They're not even allowed to be engaged in medicine, even if it's going to treat issues which are completely internal.
It just takes a diuk and flips it around.
Yeah,
from
completely flips it around. Inspired. Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of pretty the same weight, though. You know, it's the same.
Yeah. Okay. And now we get to the sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban is a pretty well-known sheet in the Rishonim when it comes to medicine. Definitely worthwhile for doctors to see this Ramban. It's a lengthy piece, and we're not going to do the whole thing. We'll just read a little bit from the beginning. V'haklal kibiyos Yisrael shleimim v'hem rabim. When Klal Yisrael are shalim, we're doing the right thing, we're on our A game. Lo yisnai ginyonim b'teva klal. Klal Yisrael is not going to be governed by teva, by nature. Lo begufon v'lo be'artzom. Not our physical bodies are not going to be governed by teva. Our land is not going to be governed by teva. Lo b'chlolim v'lo b'yachid. This is referring to Klal Yisrael as a whole and individuals of Klal Yisrael. Ki yivarech Hashem lachmam u'meimam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless their lechem, their mayim. V'yosir me'machla me'kirban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to eradicate and remove all illness from within Klal Yisrael. Ad shelo yitzarchu l'rofei. And to the point where we won't even need doctors. We won't need to look at medicine to heal us. We won't need to turn to a doctor for medical advice. As the pasuk says, "Ki ani Hashem Rofecha." Right? Simple. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the doctor. Nothing to talk about. V'chein hayu hatzadikim osim bizman hanevua. Ki gam ki yikram avon shiyachlu lo yidrifu berofim. Rak b'neviim, in the times of the tzaddikim, in the times of the neviim, when people got sick, they didn't go seek out doctors. Who'd they go to? They went to the navi. Kinyan chizkiyo b'chol oso. Yomer ha'kosuv gam b'chol yulo dares is Hashem ki b'rofim. The pasuk states that when Asa got sick, he didn't go to the doctors, he went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or the truth is the opposite. He went to the doctors and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was being... And the pasuk was saying a negative thing about him. Vilu haya hadavra harofim nog b'hem matam shiyaskir harofim. And it's... Ein ha'ashem rak b'avor shalodar Hashem. Right? The rofim were there. And the pasuk is telling us why is he being blamed? He didn't go to HaKadosh Baruch, went to the rofim. Avo hadorish Hashem b'novi, says the Ramban, lo yidrosh b'rofim. If a person were to go seek out a novi, if a person were to go seek out a tzaddik and a novi, lo yidrosh b'rofim, he won't go seek out a doctor. Uma chelek l'rofim b'bayis osei ritzon Hashem. This is a great line. What place does a doctor have in a house of someone who does the ritzon Hashem? What place does a doctor have in such a house? After HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Klal Yisrael that he will bless their mayim, their lechem, and he will remove all machla from within them. So why would a person ever go to a doctor? So what is a doctor good for? Tell you what to eat, what to drink. No big deal. The Ramban says, really, the lechatchila, the ideal scenario in Klal Yisrael, has nothing to do with doctors, nothing to do with medicine. The ideal scenario in Klal Yisrael is that we should do in the Ratzon Hashem, that a person should be engaged in learning, in getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing the right thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it from there. To go seek out a doctor? What are you doing? What are you doing? What was the Ramban's profession, by the way? He was a doctor, right? But he's saying, why should a person go seek out a doctor? So later on, the Ramban, a couple of lines down, the first word line is Allah Onesh. So in the middle of the line, Aval Haim Nogu Birfus. The Ramban says, but you know what happened? The people of the generations weren't able to keep up this expectation of becoming, of remaining tzaddikim and seeking out nevi'im and not paying attention to any of the medical advances of the times. They were noeg b'refuos. Says Ramban, once they were noeg b'refuos, zohi kavanasim ba'omim v'rapo yirapei. Mikan shenitna reshus l'rofei lipos. Lo amra shenitna reshus l'chola l'hisrapos, elekevan shechola hachola. Since the chola got sick, ubol hisrapos, kinod birfuos, the Torah is saying that once someone gets sick and seeks medical attention, since that was their decision, v'hu lo haya me'edus Hashem shechola kabachayim, ein l'rofei lesser atzmo birfuoso. A doctor shouldn't say, no, I can't, I'm sorry, I can't. Even though, yes, I've read enough, I've studied enough, I think I'm capable of healing you, I'm not going to, because it's also. Says Ramban, that's what the Torah is allowing a doctor to respond in such a situation. Not that a person should be seeking out doctors, and be seeking out medical attention, but once a person goes and knocks on a doctor's door and says, I'm sick, I need help, help me, the doctor is able to be there for the patient. The doctor is able to engage in medicine to help this patient, because that's the minhag. And that's what the Torah says is okay. That's the Ramban's perspective and attitude towards medicine in general, yeah.
Why isn't that a little more so? Because it's not that the doctor is going to search for the patient, the patient is coming to the doctor. So if the patient's right in front of the doctor and the patient specifically came to the doctor, how can the doctor say, sorry, this is against the Torah, I can't treat you?
So let's say we're not dealing with a case of pikuach nefesh, meaning pikuach nefesh is generally an exception. Mostly everything is marginalized right. For pikuach nefesh, right? But let's say a person had a wound that needed, or was sick with some non-life-threatening illness. And they just needed the doctor to help them, for whatever reason. Most of our medical visits that we go to the doctor are not life-threatening, right? I mean, they could be life-threatening. That's why it's important to learn medicine and Hilchos Shabbos, to know what's life-threatening, what's not life-threatening, what could potentially be life-threatening, so you can be Mechal Shabbos. But, Losam Adam Riacha would kick in, and a doctor would, anyone, not just a doctor, anyone would be obligated to help that person. But let's say Losam Adam Riacha isn't triggered because it's not Pikuach Nefesh, it's not Sakonas Nefashos. So then a doctor could say, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have a right. I don't have a right to get involved. Sorry, not interested. Bye. Says the Ramban, no, that's what the Torah is saying. Bid the Evid, and the guy came to your door, and you are able to help him. So You can help him. How are you able to help him? Right? How you obviously read enough. You obviously studied medicine. Who gave you the right to study medicine? Who gave you the right to be capable, to become qualified, to serve as a doctor? All right. The Ramban was a doctor. He himself studied medicine. He himself was able to. He says, since people seek out doctors, there is a need for doctors now. I mean, since the only way to help people is to practice medicine, and if because they're not going to seek out the Navi, they're not going to just internalize any. It used to be that anyone that got sick, right, they go to the Navi and they do tshuva, right? That was the reason why they got sick, because they did an avera. They go to the Navi tells them what they did wrong, they do tshuva for the avera, and they're done. But nowadays, if we don't have that relationship with the Nevi'im, we're not on that level, that Madrega, so people are going to get sick and no one's going to help them. So, okay, maybe at that point, Lo Samar Adam Rech would require people to study medicine and to serve as a doctor. So that's the Shita of the Ramban. Certainly not very pro-medicine. It's very much a B'di'evit in the world of the Ramban. I saw a fascinating Torah Tmima on this Ramban. The Torah Tmima says he saw this Ramban and he was astounded. And if you look in Source 15, he says, "Ayin b'nimuki Ramban, mashkas b'nin harufuah, yidei rofin b'chlal." He says, "Ukfi hanira lo ra divrei harambam shevanu." Torah Tmima suggests that the Ramban never saw the Rambam. Rambam held what again?
It's a mitzvah.
It's a gevaldika mitzvah to serve as a doctor. So the Torah Tmima suggests that the Ramban never saw the Rambam. He didn't have access to the Rambam. The mitzvah v'chova lirofe lirpos, that it's a mitzvah for a rofe to engage in medicine. The klula hiba mitzvah save hashivosolo. The Rambam held that it was a mitzvah sasev from the hashivosolo. So it says the Torah Tmima, dulule ra'a lo yitachin shelo heviyam v'lo heir alayim. It's impossible. If the Ramban would have seen the Rambam, it's impossible for the Ramban to have written such a lengthy piece on medicine and not even mention the Ramban. And not even comment on the Rambam. And then he says, and besides for that, he says, V'chalal ein dvar v'nochen li. I don't even hear what the Ramban is saying, says the Torah Tmima. Mikama tamim, for a number of reasons. For lo matzasi lo chaver, and I haven't found anyone who actually agrees in full with the Ramban. B'chol dvar v'ayim. So he says, V'yam amarti l'harchev ha'dibor b'zeh, I could write pages on this, but I'm not going to, not the place, not the time. So anyway, but that is the Shitas HaRamban. So we have, in terms of the Rishonim, we have the Rambam who says it's a gevaldika mitzvah to be engaged in medicine. A person should very much consider going to medical school and practicing medicine and saving people. We have Tosus who, I don't know, wasn't so happy about it, but I think was okay with it. V'rapoy rapay, it gives rishus to a doctor to be rofe. It's not a steris hamelech, but there's rishus. The Ibn Ezra said you're allowed to serve as a doctor, but not you don't have full range to treat patients. You can only treat patients with external issues, not internal issues. And the Ramban says, listen, you can serve as a doctor, but really only b'di'evad. So if you'd ask the Ramban, should I be an accountant or should I be a doctor? Chayra, the Ramban would say, actually, I don't know what the Ramban would say, because the Ramban wasn't an accountant, he was a doctor. What?
It's like smack in the middle of it.
Yeah. But the Ramban certainly does not have a very positive outlook towards medicine. Yeah.
So what is the Ramban, everybody's a doctor? It's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah. It's a good point. According to the Rambam, I would think that anyone that has the capability and is qualified to be a doctor, someone who has the intellectual capacity and...
You don't base mitzvahs on that.
What? It's probably not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but it's a mitzvah chiyumis. Meaning a person, it's not that everyone is obligated to do it, but if a person does go ahead and serve as a doctor, so he's makayim a mitzvah. Not that he's obligated as a mitzvah chiyuvis, but it's like mitzvah chiyumis. If one is engaged in medicine, so then you will be makayim a mitzvah. What mitzvah will you be makayim
b'ashev osoa? Any job can be a mitzvah.
Yeah, no, any job can be a mitzvah. Chesed, you're helping people, whatever. But the mitzvah of Hashimosolo is specifically would pertain to a doctor. There is one last shita which I think is the most normative, most accepted approach, and that's the shita of the Rashba. The Rashba says, very bekitzer, is it also to be a doctor? No. Is it a tremendous mitzvah to be a doctor? I don't know. Says the Rashba, what's the Iker? The Iker is not whether it's us or whether it's mutter. If a person wants to be a doctor, you can be a doctor. But the only thing the Rashba says that you have to be careful about is that you can't think that you are the one who's healing and the Ribono Shel Olam is taking the back seat. The Ribbono Shel Olam is driving the car. The Ribbono Shel Olam is calling the shots. You are simply the shliach, says the Rashba. He says, "V'lo od ela she'osel hikanes v'inyonei ha'sakanes v'livtoch al ha'nes v'omer shok yinotu y'maski rovon k'lo sumach al ha'nes in osim lo nes." So says the Rashba here, "U'motu livtoch pa'adam." It's not osir to go to a doctor and to be boteach in the doctor. When people go to a doctor, they really put their own, they really trust the doctor, and they expect the doctor to take care of them and to heal them. V'shiyase lo teshuah al yidei ha'ish ha'ploni mutar mitzvah. But the thing is, says the Rashba, the doctor has to have the right perspective. The doctor has to know that he is only a shliach. He says, v'afil ha'chosed yishuv ha'chasidim ein lahem reshus lasus v'malachtam derech ha'bitochon rak k'derech shekol ha'olam. A person has to, the doctor has to be a normal doctor. He has to do follow the normal practices of medicine, but he has to know, and missed some pieces in the Rashi. You can look there. I have the Ma'ar Makom, Chelek Aleph Simin Tov, Gimel and the Chuvas. But the Rashi says that a doctor has to know that his hatzlocha is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And that really should be a doctor's perspective. That number one, it's mutter for a patient to go seek out medical attention, and you have to take care of yourself. The Rashi says you can't be somech on an ace. If a person is somech on an ace, you're acting in a foolish manner. Right, if you can't be somech on an ace, I have this condition, right? This virus, this bacteria, and I'm not going to take medicine. I'm okay. It's going to heal itself. It's not going to heal itself. Don't be foolish. If you need medication, if you need a medical attention, go seek out medical attention. Don't be foolish. Don't be somech on an ace. And the doctor shouldn't be like, I'm the man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't go to medical school. I went to medical school. I can do it. I know what I'm talking about. There's a doctor. His name is Dr. Grazi. He is a infertility specialist. So he's a very chashuv person. I don't know if anyone knows Dr. Grazi. He was influential in writing the Nishmas Avram. Nishmas Avram is a sefer on Hilchos Refuah. Is anyone familiar with the Nishmas Avram? Nishmas Avram is a very, very important sefer. Andalach Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. There's an English and Hebrew. So Dr. Grazi helped translate, I think, some of the additions into English. But Nishmas Avram, he comments on every single halacha in Shulchan Aruch, every single place in Shulchan Aruch that has anything to do with medicine. So the Nishmas Avram has like a parish on the bottom, like a Mishnah Berurah type parish, where he speaks about all the medical issues pertaining to that halacha and every single halacha in Shulchan Aruch that has anything to do with medicine, from the beginning to the end of Shulchan Aruch. Archaim, Yerudea, Evan Ezra, Choshmesh, but the whole thing. It's an unbelievable work. So Dr. Grazi, he tells patients, and patients go seek out his expert advice on infertility, and he says, listen, I'm a doctor, he's a specialist, he's one of the top doctors for infertility, and he says, listen, I'm only a doctor, right? I'm only a shliach. I'll try to do my best, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to call the shots. I'll do as best as I can. We'll do this treatment, that treatment, but everything lies in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And just to close with a nice medrash, if you look in source 18, the medrash says, "Ma'aseh Rabbi Yishmael v'Rabbi Akiva shem halchen b'chutzos Yerushalayim." Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael were walking b'chutzos Yerushalayim. V'ha'iman adam echad. There was another guy there. Paga behem adam chola. So there were three rabban. There was Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, and then this guy. And then a fourth guy came. A chola. Omlein Rabbeisai. Omre libe mayas rape. Rabbeisai, I'm sick. How do I get healed? Omru loy, so Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva said to him, kach lecha, kach v'kach achetis rape. Take such and such a medication, and you'll be healed. Omre lahen, oso ha'ish, shehaya imayim. This third guy, this third wheel, he said to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, mihika oso b'choli. Who got this guy sick? So Amru, so the two Rabbanim responded to this guy, Amru la HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got him sick. Amru lahen, so this guy starts giving Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva Musar. V'atem ichnastem atzvachem b'davar she'eino shalachem. You're getting involved in business that's not yours? Leave this between this guy and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you guys doing getting your heads in between the two of them? Hu hiko v'atem irapim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu inflicted this upon that person and you're healing him? So Amru lo, two Rabbanim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, responded to him, Ma mulachtecha, what do you do? Amru lahen, Ovid Adama ani. I'm a farmer. Don't you see my magal? Don't you see my tools? I'm a farmer. Amru lo, mi bores adama. They said to the man, who created the land? Mi bores hakerem. Who made this vineyard? Amru lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Amru lo, so the Rabbanim said to him, Ve'ata machnes atzmecha bedavar she'eino shelcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the land. Why are you getting involved in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land? Who borrows so? Ve'ad ochel perion shelo? What are you doing? Leave the land alone. So Amr Lahan, Eina Temron, Hamagal Biyadi. He said, don't you see that this is my magal? These are my tools? If I didn't go ahead and do my work in the field, nothing would grow. Without me, this whole land would be fallow. If I don't reap and I don't do this and I don't do that, then I'm not going to have any hatzlach in the field. So Amr Lo Shaita Sheba Olam. They said, you fool. Don't you understand? Just as if a person, if a tree isn't cared for, it's not going to grow. Right? So too, just like your intervention, just like your work is necessary in order to see to it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land is successful, is going to produce peros, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu created humans, and there's illness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created illness, and we are the Ovdei Adama. We are the Ovdei Adama. We are the doctors who are carrying out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will in the setting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Yeah.
But in that case, Hashem told us to work the land. He specifically told us that we have to work by the sweat of our brow.
You can say, V'apoy Yerapay. So, again, I think, in terms of going back to our initial question, is it motzi to be a doctor? Some big machlokas we've shown in Pashtus, it is motzi to be a doctor. Is it l'chadchila? Some should say yes, some should say no. But l'maisa, what's important is that if a person has a cheshek, if a person has a desire to pursue medicine, and he knows that he'll be able to be successful in the field of medicine, so then I think it is a gevaldika mitzvah to engage in medicine. Now, I should just say that I know there are rabbanim that I know there's one specific rab that I have in mind, who I think he's a rebbe in Yeshiva University. I believe he comes out very clearly and says it's also to be a doctor. So I take that back when I said it's a mitzvah to become a doctor, because whatever, that's... I just don't want to just go out there and argue on him, because he's a very, very big Talmid Chacham. But is there room to say that it would be a mitzvah? There would be a mitzvah to be a doctor. Yeah, if a person feels like the Rambam, there would be a mitzvah to be a doctor. What's very important is you should know that a doctor, a very successful doctor, even the most successful doctor, especially the most successful doctors, are only shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that should be the outlook. That should be our machshava. Our hashkafa throughout medical school, throughout Landers, pre-med, and medical school, and residency, and all of your opportunities as a doctor to serve and to help the community, as the shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.